Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Canadian Pod Cow. It's another episode from the Dairy Farmers of Canada conference here in Ottawa.
And you know what? It's been one of those where I think the rumblings of the room certainly, are a testament to just the exciting times we're facing in Canada and here in Ottawa, politically, economically, all of that, just with all the things that are happening.
Yeah, there is a lot going on, so much so that I didn't even introduce us, but if this is your first episode, I'm Sarah Sash from British Columbia.
I'm Andrew Campbell from Ontario. And definitely the recent threat of American tariffs has sparked a wave of nationalism and patriotism across Canada, definitely here in Ottawa.
Mm-hmm. We've got many coasts represented right here in this room, but we're looking forward to talking a little bit more about the promotional side of things today, about the nationalism that we all feel.
Indeed, Sarah, one of the most direct ways Canadians are responding is by making the conscious purchasing decision that prioritizes domestically produced goods. And one of those things that, you know, certainly you watch on the news or you see the little stickers in stores that made in Canada, produced in Canada, it's a hot phrase.
From food and beverages to clothing, manufactured goods, all the things, people are really trying to sort through the noise right now and figure out how do we find what is actually made here, from here, for all of us.
And with consumers paying closer attention to the labels, it's not completely simple and straightforward, though, is it?
Nope. But we're going to add some clarity to that today for once. We're going to bring clarity.
Bring clarity. For once, we always bring clarity, Sarah. How is the Canadian dairy industry positioning itself in all of this? That is next on the Canadian Podcast. Considering the economic turmoil in the context of Canada's trade relationship with the U.S. under the new Trump administration, we decided to invite Pamela Nowalczyk, Chief Marketing and Communication Officer for the Dairy Farmers of Canada, to talk about what can be done to help Canadians buy Canadian. Pamela, it's great to have you on the podcast.
Great to be back, and thank you for inviting me. What an interesting time.
Good choice. Interesting.
Yeah, so speaking to that point, what can you tell us about the reaction from Canadians as we're facing this together with Trump's tariff threats? Well, from your perspective, obviously.
Well, you know, it's interesting because it was almost like a snowball effect. And we started seeing a few posts here and there, and that was just about a couple of weeks ago, you know, as things have been happening in real time almost. But when the tariffs started to erupt, that was an incredible surge that we started to see on all platforms and all Canadians really starting to talk about buying Canadian. And they're looking for information on how to identify Canadian products so that they can prioritize them when they're grocery shopping. And we could see through social media that there's lists that were starting to be compiled, people putting lists up and pop-ups on social media platforms about what they even think about what is Canadian dairy products. But, you know, there's some inaccuracies, maybe it's like, you know, as I say, sometimes there's some misconceptions about what they might believe is Canadian. And, you know, we also saw Canadian brands starting to highlight their Canadian-ness. So it presented a great opportunity.
So that opportunity for DFC, you know, what did you think was important for DFC to convey to consumers? Because we do have the blue cow. We as farmers are proud of the blue cow. How do you continue to convey that to consumers?
Well, you know, overall, this situation presented us with an incredible opportunity to tell Canadians about the blue cow quality milk certification logo. Consumers see it. I mean, it's 9 in 10 consumers are aware of it. It's on over 8,800 dairy products. You know, dairy farmers' names are actually on these products. So we started to quickly look at a social media strategy. And the social media strategy was based on two objectives, because it's just happening so fast. And the two things we wanted to do is, one, inform Canadians so that it's very easy for those that might not know it now, and those that know it can just bring more prevalence to it. And then as well, equip our Canadian dairy farmers, who are our most precious ambassadors, with information. information on how they as well can help communicate. So we put together some assets, and those are being posted on social media, and that is to educate consumers about the Blue Cow certification logo on products. And we developed some key messages. And so if a product bears the Blue Cow Quality Milk logo, it's made with 100% Canadian milk and Canadian ingredients, and it's produced on Canadian farms. Those are the products. So that's where the milk. And then although not all products carry the Blue Cow logo. So I think that's important to note. And listen, we have not blanketed all products yet, but 100% Canadian dairy products also display that they're a product of Canada. So while you might have the Blue Cow Quality Milk logo, there are some dairy products out there that are product of Canada. And product of Canada means that it's 98% Canadian. So basically the milk and the ingredients are as well Canadian. But I strongly believe, though, that today, especially with the momentum that we have, I can tell you that we're getting requests on a daily basis, and it's growing on how Canadian processors want to be able to bear that logo.
Well, I think that's great to hear. And I think producers are really proud of the logo, of being Canadian, of being Canadian dairy farmers. You talk about them being a precious asset in terms of their being ambassadors. Can you talk a little bit more about that, how farmers can leverage that side of things and get involved to help in this time?
I think that for dairy farmers, as long as they're able to clearly be able to communicate based on the key messages. And as I said, the social media posts that we have that is available for them to be able to put them on their platforms. There's so many dairy ambassadors out there that have social media platforms that want to be able to go tell their story about what they do on farm, but most importantly, to always tail back on what the Quality Milk logo stands for. And we know what it stands for. High Canadian standards. It means proaction. It means sustainability. It means animal care, and as well innovation. So all these are basically true and transparent information that really is what's behind the Blue Cow logo. And just to talk about that and talk about what they do and what's behind it is perfect.
You talked a little bit about that fact that, the brands that are using the 100% Canadian milk logo are, product of Canada, have the Canadian milk, all of that. I think that's one of those things that I heard a lot is what's that difference between made in Canada and product of Canada? What exactly is that difference again?
Well, it's not as simple as it seems, because I mentioned that not all products carry the Blue Cow Quality Milk logo. Or, 100% Canadian products, they also display product of Canada, and there's well made in Canada. So, as I said, product of Canada would mean up to 98%. Okay. And then when it's made in Canada, it's 51%. So, a logo on a product, it does mean that they're using 100% Canadian product. Okay. So, for example, Fairlife, that's a great example. It's a U.S. company. However, their production facilities are in Ontario and they're using Canadian milk, Canadian ingredients. So right there, they, for example, have the Blue Cow logo and they also say product of Canada. There are some cases that you'll see in the grocery store where you'll find that the Blue Cow logo is on there and it might say made from Canadian and imported ingredients. So in that case, let's talk about a yogurt, for example. Well, vanilla doesn't come here. Sometimes the fruit preparation doesn't come here because of the fact that we don't have that particular fruit, like a banana that doesn't grow here, or something else like cacao that is the chocolate and in chocolate milk. So that is where there is some nuances. So for yogurt, for example, it will hold and it will carry the Quality Milk Blue Cow logo, but it also includes imported ingredients. And that's just because of what the other flavors are brought into it. But let's be clear, it's made from 100% Canadian milk.
That's what we love. There's so much more to talk about here. We'll be right back with Pamela Nalawaczyk, Vice President of Marketing for Dairy Farmers of Canada, right after the break.
As Canadian dairy farmers, we follow ProAction, Dairy Farmers of Canada's national quality assurance program with six modules. Modules like milk quality, that stands for high standards of milk production, or food safety, producing milk that meets 42 requirements, and animal care, that means caring for every cow. ProAction sets standards of excellence. That's what's behind the Blue Cow logo. Dairy Farmers of Canada.
And we're back with Pamela Nalawaczyk, Chief Marketing and Communications Officer for Dairy Farmers of Canada. Pamela, what role does marketing play in reinforcing consumer confidence in Canadian dairy products?
Sarah, the market is a really busy place, and consumers are exposed to lots of ads and lots of messaging. So what's important is that we break through the clutter and make sure that we have engaging communication assets. And that's to make sure that consumers have the right information at the right time, and specifically on the channels in which they use and interact with. So our mission is to build out that equity of the Blue Cow logo, meaning what does it stand for beyond 100% Canadian? And as I said, it means Canadian, but it means standards, animal care, and sustainability. And these days, it's also making sure that consumers know that the Blue Cow Quality Milk logo means the product is made from 100% Canadian milk for Canadian dairy farmers, made right here in Canada for Canadians. The logo means the product is made with 100% Canadian milk on Canadian farms by Canadian dairy farmers for Canadians.
So then if we can combine a bit of that, where you talk about building and reinforcing that consumer confidence in today's environment, social media is obviously a big part of that. And there are lots of producers who are on social media as well. Can you talk a little bit about what DFC is doing to develop the social media assets that really are there to promote the sector, but then also, you know, how farmers can effectively use these tools to help spread and help, increase those messages?
That's a good question, Andrew. So we've developed some assets that farmers can use. So right now we've developed this carousel. So basically it's about these three frames. And the three frames basically speak to, because it's dairy farmers that are going to be saying them, that I'm a Canadian dairy farmer and here's how you can buy Canadian support local. And then the second frame will actually show two ways, and these are tools on which Canadians can look for. And one is the Quality Milk Blue Cow logo, and the other way is through Product of Canada. And again, both mean that the dairy product is made in Canada with 100% Canadian milk. And then finally, the third frame closes on Choose Canadian Dairy. And under that, we'll have some information that basically provides consumers and that, you know, from what we're trying to say. But we want to note that this is the first set of creative, and there'll be a lot more things. We'll reach out to dairy farmers, our most important ambassadors, in order for them to develop as well some videos with some key messages.
Well, I was going to ask you about that because, I mean, things are moving really quickly here. It hasn't been that long that we've been, faced with this. There's going to be some things that happen right away in response. There's going to be other things that you develop over time. So what other things can farmers look forward to doing to amplify the message and have available to them to, you know, support the Product of Canada and Canadian dairy type movement?
So first I'll mention like where they can get the assets. So the assets, they will be able to go under the DFC's website under Farmer Resources. So those are the social assets, and there will be continuous renewal of them. The other thing is that we have a tool called the Blue Cow Spotter. And the Blue Cow Spotter is actually a catalog. And this catalog is, remember at the beginning I mentioned 8,800 dairy products that carry this logo. Many people have been asking us, well, what products carry them? Something really easy. So if you go to the Blue Cow Spotter, and it can provide a link as well, or just say, go look for the Blue Cow Spotter, and that's where you'll be able to find very easily all products that carry the Blue Cow logo. And it's got images as well, so, you know, they can make reference very easily to them. Another thing could be, maybe they're doing their grocery shopping for their family. Maybe they might want to be able to show what they've got in their grocery cart, or when they're pouring their glass of milk. Just little things like that because it's very relatable for consumers. But most importantly, coming from dairy farmers' voices, it's trustworthy.
So is that really the best way for, I think as farmers, we want to help support the cause. Is that really the best way to help support this cause is really to take the Blue Cow Spotter, to take the messaging you have, to do all of this stuff to really back up what you're doing and share it with our neighbors and friends?
I believe it is a very good way to do that because of the fact that it's trustworthy, it's authentic, and it's coming from your voices. And Canadians love to hear, especially from the sourcing of where it comes from. And it's one of the biggest things that Canadians are asking for. Where does my food come from? How is it made? And you're providing those proof points.
So in the world of advocacy, we're always talking about key messages. I think I've picked up a lot of the key messages here in our conversation, but do you want to go back over what the key messages would be that we're emphasizing when promoting Canadian dairy?
What we always say to dairy farmers is to be honest and to speak about their farms, their practices, emphasize family, farms, and values. They can talk about the impact of the dairy industry on the economy and contributing to the food security of this country. We have these key messages and I'll share them with you. We know that with over 9,000 dairy farms and more than 500 processing plants, dairy has been key to Canadian rural communities in all our provinces for generations. The dairy sector supports over 195,000 full-time equivalent jobs, and it contributes $19 billion to Canada's GDP, and it generates $3.2 billion in tax revenue annually. So, we have to say that we're proud of the contributions dairy makes to Canada, including the jobs, the local investments, while our farms uphold some of the highest standards in the world for quality milk, safety, sustainability, and animal care. Another one is that dairy farmers are here for Canada and they're here for Canadians, and our farms are family run and from generations. And you know, dairy farmers are also consumers too. So you're buying and you also have an influence on buying. So we are here to ensure that Canadians continue to have access to quality Canadian dairy. We're proud to supply Canada with high quality, reliable local dairy, and we expect that our elected officials and government will continue to defend Canadian dairy farmers and all farmers. Also, protecting our local food supply has never been more important than ever. By choosing Canadian or from within your province, dairy, you're supporting local farmers and strengthening food security for everyone in Canada, including your province.
Well, it's a really positive way to end the conversation, Pamela, and it's exciting to hear, you know, what you and your team have come up with. It feels good as a dairy farmer to be able to see and, you know, hear that message out and around the whole country, really, and it's even more exciting that we can help spread that message with you. So, Pamela, thanks for joining the podcast today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me, and please continue to choose Canadian dairy.
Well, Sarah, the consumer shift we just talked about doesn't feel like it's about economic protectionism, so to speak. I think it's really about Canadians wanting just back Canadians.
That's so true, Andrew. I'm a pretty noisy cricket about this usually. I love to talk about buying local, about resiliency, about community. And I think there's so much here that we can do to support not just dairy farmers, but the well-being of our country right now.
Because I think it really does help safeguard Canada's obviously high production standards, whether it's in dairy or in other sectors, but also ensuring quality, sustainability, affordability, all of those things with all industries and kind of all of agriculture and food.
Yeah, campaigns promoting Buy Canadian messages have sure gained traction, and they're reinforcing the idea that economic self-sufficiency strengthens national identity. We'll have to see if this fundamentally changes our behavior for the long run, I guess.
Certainly hope so. That's a wrap for this episode of the Canadian Podcow. A huge thanks to our sponsor, the Dairy Farmers of Canada, for their support and for hosting us at the iconic Chateau Laurier during the 2025 annual policy conference.
We also want to recognize the powerhouse duo behind the scenes, Bruce Sargent and Carl Bellanger. Your dedication makes this podcast possible, and looking you in the eye while I read your scripts makes me happy.
Looking for more? You can stream all of our past episodes on your favorite platforms or visit us anytime at CanadianPodCow.ca.
And as always, we'd love to hear from you. Join in the conversation on Facebook, X, or Blue Sky and share your thoughts and suggestions.
Thanks for listening. Until next time.